Hello, this is Nigeria Daily. My name is Lillian Ogazi. It is no longer news that the Nigerian economy is surviving on a ventilator. From inflation to borrowing, the Nigerian economy has been on the brink. Probably as a way out of the doldrums, President Muhammadu Buhari appointed Dr. Doyin Salami to serve as his first chief economic advisor. With less than 16 months to the end of this administration, why now? Our colleague who covers Aso Villa, Muhyiddin Olaniyi, sheds more light.
Yes, that was announced. Dr. Doyin Salami was just announced as the chief economic advisor to the president.
So far, as a journalist, why do you think this is happening now? I mean, it's less than 16 months to the end of the president's tenure. In your thoughts, why do you think this is happening?
I think this is happening now because it seems there's still some kind of gap between the economic team and the president.
Okay.
So with this appointment now, I think it will bring him very closer to the president. And when it comes about the economic policies, you know, when you are advising and you are very close to the president, so it will aid a quick implementation of some of the policies or advice being given to the government.
All right. So what is the general atmosphere from different people in government now? I'm sure you've been able to speak to most of them. So what have they said? How do they feel about this?
Yeah, the general feeling is just that now that he's now chief economic advisor to the president, so automatically we have the opportunity of attending the weekly Federal Executive Council. So there won't be any need for him to just file his report to the president. So now he will be part of it. So any advice coming from Presidential Economic Advisory Council, which is still leading, so he can promptly submit those advice and government can also have on it very promptly. So that's just the general feeling about this latest appointment. And don't forget that the functions of this economic advisor and the Presidential Economic Advisory Council, they are interrelated. It will ensure smooth synergy between the Presidential Economic Advisory Council and the president.
That was Muhyiddin Olaniyi there, our colleague who covers the presidential villa. You are listening to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to this and other episodes of our podcast on Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen in on NAS FM, it's 89.9 in Yola, and Unity FM, 93.3 in Jos. We will be going on a short break. Do stay.
www.dailytrust.com.
That's the home of news you can trust.
And features, analysis, and in-depth reports that are rich.
That's right. In addition, you can get much more.
But how?
Let me introduce you to Trust Plus, where you can get added value.
And where is that?
Visit the Trust Plus portal and subscribe.
You mean subscribe to become a member?
Yes, and that entitles you to exciting opportunities.
Like what?
A chance to connect with Daily Trust journalists to suggest stories you want to read and even contribute in producing the story.
Wow, could you show me how to get a Trust Plus?
It's simple. You can visit the portal on membership.dailytrust.com now. You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to or download our podcast on Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, and Spotify by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen to our podcast on NAS FM, it's 89.9 in Yola, and Unity FM, 93.3 in Jos. In this episode, we're looking at the president's appointment of a new economic advisor with less than 16 months to the end of his administration. Before we went on a break, we spoke with our colleague Muhyiddin Olaniyi, and he gave us an insight into why this recent development was happening. Dr. Doyin Salami, who used to be the chairman of the Presidential Economic Advisory Council, has now been appointed has a chief economic advisor to the president. Would this make any difference? Has a messiah finally arrived to save the Nigerian economy? Bilkisu Ahmed puts these questions and more to an economist.
My name is Professor Garba Ibrahim Sheka from Economics Department, Bayero University. Well, honestly, it's not going to make much difference because the time for Mr. President has almost lapsed. We have said it earlier that there should be an economic advisor because when he took over the country is in a very serious economic crisis. It requires a professional economist. When Barack Obama took over, it was during the economic meltdown in America. Before he was sworn in, he appointed 18 prominent economists to look after the economic crisis, and they were able to do that within 6 months. And the economy was okay. But look at our economy. We have been right from the day one. You know, this government, when they started, it took them about, I think, about 6 months to even appoint ministers. Not to talk about the virus. You know, economy that is having this problem, economic problem, is supposed to start right from day one with a very senior economist to advise Mr. President. You know, well, our problem, we don't even know what we are writing on newspapers and what we are saying on the media, whether it is reaching Mr. President or not. But if there is an advisor, he will certainly have access to him and he will tell him the real thing to do.
Okay.
So honestly, it is okay. White people say it is better late than never. It's okay. It's good like that. And I'm sure we will prefer to see the economy taking another course because certainly it requires a lot of economic policies, new economic policies, good policies.
Yeah. So as an economist, do you think new policies can be achieved within this period of time that is left for the president? And what impact will this appointment bring into the economy of Nigeria?
Yes, no matter how little the time, it will make impact. For instance, now that things are expensive, we closed the border, we refuse to allow rice in. If president should say, if the economy advisor should tell president, okay, open border, let rice come in. People are suffering. Farmers are not able to feed the economy adequately. Even if it is temporarily, let's open it. If they open the border within 2 weeks, you will see changes. So there are certain policies that they will start making impact instantly on the people. And there are some that will take time. Things like this economic recovery and growth plan and the current economic sustainability plan, these are things that will have to stay 5 years before we see the impact. But things like opening border, closing border, or policy on agriculture, giving out a loan to farmers and so on, these are things that can promptly take off and can have impact on the economy. So, and like I said, we are going to see some changes, certainly, if the advice given by the chief economic advisor will be considered.
Okay, but do you think the new chief economic advisor can make impacts also in the economy? Do you think he is capable of handling this in a short time?
Well, actually, it depends on the support and how this particular person is going to be accepted by Mr. President. You know, I once served as economic advisor to governor of my state. One funny thing is sometimes when I bring the economy advice, he will have to hand over whatever document I brought to political advisor.
Okay.
That if we follow this economy advice, can we win the second term? If not, they will drop it no matter how good it is. So it all depends on how Mr. President will accept him, will receive him. If care is not taken, he may be such an advisor that probably throughout his stay as economy advisor, he may not see president only for 3 or 4 times. If that happens, then he managed. So
but there are why does that happen? Seeing that he is the person, he is the one that appointed him, why will he not take his advice?
No, not taking the advice. He will take the advice.
Making use of
it. But if he doesn't have access to the president, how will he do? And it is possible he may not have access because there are a lot of protocols before he can be able to see. Look at even governors before they see president. I heard when Sokoto State governor was saying for the past 3 months he wanted to see president, he couldn't see him on security issues. So if that could apply to governor, what more of a security advisor who is appointed by president himself?
Wow.
If governor who is elected in a state cannot see president for 3 months, then advisor may not even see him in 3 years. So it all depends, like I said, it depends on how important he is to Mr. President. If he's such a close person to the president that can have access to president, even if it is once in a month, to be able to tell president what is going on and what plan he has for the country, then I think that will be very good for us. And this person appointed is a very good man, is expert, he has experience, a lot of experience, and he is aware of what is going on economically in this country. If he will be given a chance, certainly we are going to see changes.
Okay, so lastly, what advice can you give to both parties, the president and the new chief advisor, Doyin Salami?
The advice I would give to the chief advisor is that he should make consultations. If I were him, I would rely heavily on bodies like Nigerian Economic Society, where almost all economists of Nigeria are meeting. If there's any policy he wants to roll out, let him throw it to that society, let them debate on it. Because, you know, economics is that there are different versions to do approaches to different policies. Some will be on a little by the right, some will be on the little by the left. So he should get cross-fertilization of ideas. He should not be, you know, nobody can have a monopoly of knowledge. He himself should bring it down to the people. Sometimes he should conduct survey before he makes any policy. Let's find from the people, what do they want? But sometimes people may not know what is good for the soul. But economists, experts, this Nigerian Economy Society and other bodies, let him be consulting them. Conduct survey and get the right policy decisions that he will make. I'm sure two heads or more heads are better than one.
Yes.
And for president, we are so happy that this time economy advisor has been appointed. The other thing that remains is for him to be given a chance to really show his expertise, show his skills, show his experience as to how we are going to get out of this economic mess that we are having. The economic problems are so numerous that even the economy advisor will just have to concentrate on the most important ones. There are many problems now, but there are some that are more pressing than others. So let them concentrate on the more serious one, the issues of unemployment, issues of inflation. These two singular things, if they can do something, they can really make impact on the people in the country.
That was Professor Ibrahim Garba, an economist from the Bayero University, Kano. With the state of economic affairs in Nigeria, any solution is fully welcomed. We wait and watch. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download this and other episodes of our podcast on dailytrust.com or buzzsprout.com, or even listening on NAS FM, it's 9.9 in Yola, and Unity FM, 93.3 in Jos. You can also listen in by searching for Nigeria Daily on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. If you have questions or comment, let us know on our social media handles on Twitter and Instagram at daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. If you intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, you can also send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.